So we made it. Happy New Year's to everybody. It is 2020. Wow, what a number. Love the number energetically. Lots of stuff going on for 2020. This channeled message is going to be regarding, as Grace loves to do, giving some insights into 2020 for everybody. So welcome, Grace, into our first of the year, and take it away. Grace just comes in and chuckles and gives a little wink to me of starting up for this session. And she says, okay, guys, she says, let's get clear. She says, I know that there are going to be lots of opportunities within this next year. She says, some it's going to reach out. She says it just in a branding of the schedule within the next 3 months. She says, some of you guys are going to see some opportunities pop up. She says, 8 months, it's about a heightened time for lots of change going on. She says, this is just tapping into more personal opportunities and personal growth. She says, this is going to be a year of lots of numerology, energetic shift and change. She says, and there's going to be as well as some resistance energetically. And by resistance, I mean, people may feel confused that they have almost too many options, that they really need to think into what is it they want as an outcome. And she says, so I give you that as a heads up, that there are going to be multiple opportunities and options, she says, and whatever area that is, she says, and be it from renovations, she says, of maybe a countertop, you're going to have an abundance of choices where you need to limit. And she says, and I'm going to use this because if you have 5 opportunities come up, look at the top 3 that seem most fitting for you. And she says, and then break it down which fits best in long term and in your current situation. She says, of what that countertop will work, or she goes, in any situation, but that's going to work. So 2020 is filled, lots of numerology coming into play, lots of, she says, a different level of holidays, she says, or weekends that things will, she says, naturally fall on. She says, it's also going to be a time, she says, I really see forthcoming in the month of June is going to be highly spiritual, with lots of loved ones becoming present and more of the veil being really thinned, where there's going to be a huge energetic shift intuitively for most, where they feel, and many of you will feel, a lot more heightened in that intuition, she says. She says, when we go around globally, she says, there are going to be some natural upsets, she says, within weather, and she says, if you call it, be it disasters, she says, lots of rain and flooding in some areas that will take place. She says, and she says, when we go more into government, she says, there's going to be a lot of friction, a lot of tension. She says, so hopefully energetically, she says, they can all kind of get their papers wrapped up and be on the same page. She says, because there's going to be a lot of friction back and forth, and a lot of I'm trying to think of the word she's showing to me. It's not that they're going to be fully dishonest. There's going to be dishonesty, but there's going to be a lack of trust that falls out of many different leaders and parties. There also will be, again, non-specific in names, I do see a passing of somebody as well, which will be in government somewhere, not pinpointing any specific country, but I do see that coming up as well too, as well as maybe another leader having some difficulties and more heart chest area issues coming up as well. So a lot of friction and energy going on government wise. And even if it be behind the scene, a lot of bickering back and forth. And Grace is showing there needs to be focus on, you know, positive light and stuff that's going on and people coming together. She says, even though there are going to be high, you know, waters and floods happening and abundance of rain in areas, it's, you know, this world wanting to really reunite and come together and connect and support on a way of understanding we are, she says, human beings. We are love. We are light. And she says, and we need to take the full anger ego aspect out of it and just be okay and understand that just because one has one belief system, it's okay for somebody else to see it in a different light and not hold a grudge against it. We need to stop with having these top leaders filling others with information of almost going in a group setting. She says, and I don't like to use the cult word, she says, but I know that you understand and can grasp what that meaning. So she says, I would say more of a dominant group setting where people believe as the higher up they go that it's almost a leader that they need to follow. So she says, this is where she says, I pray for the world, you know, this year, where people can come together and understand that it's okay to have a different belief. It's okay to be different, but act within kindness, act within love. The more that gets out there through media of discontent and lack of, that's what seems to spread and people seem to feed off of, because it hits them on an energetic level deep within themselves. But people need to go deeper. They need to go into the depths of themselves, of their true, authentic soul self, to find themselves, to know that they are light, that they are love, that they do have potential to do anything that they want. But let's make it in a positive way of supporting others, of praying that somebody that may be doing better than us, it's okay to still send them love and light. It's okay to still be a friend to them without jealousy. So lots going on, she says, in 2020, energetically, spiritually, awakenings, as well as weather-wise and government and political. But what you can do in this year is remember to stay focused on yourself and make yourself work for yourself to reconnect with that love, trust, and abundance within you, that it's easier to shed that to everyone around you. To a wonderful 2020, love and light I send you all. Thank you, Grace, for chiming in for our January 2020 message. If you guys have some time off now that it is the new year, please enjoy it. And we will talk to you all back in February. Take care.